Genesis chapter 29, verse 35, Bereshit Kaftet Pasuk Lamed Vav. Ode et Adonai, I will praise Adonai, or I will praise the Lord. This is the exclamation of Leah when her fourth son was born. Moses then wrote, Hal ken kara'a shamo, therefore she called his name Yehuda, or Judah. And note here, of course, the play on words between Ode, the verb Yada, meaning to thank, bless, or praise, and the name Yehuda, which means he will be praised. Ode et Adonai, al ken kara'a shemo Yehuda. Leah said, I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. The Apostle Paul, who was a rabbi who studied under Gamaliel, in Hebrew Gamaliel HaZaken, the grandson of the great Jewish sage Hillel, defined a Jew this way. He said, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. And this alludes to Leah's naming of her son as the one who would be praised. First of all, referring to the great son of David to come, Yeshua, who was the one to be praised and is praised forever and ever, as the Redeemer and Savior of humanity, but also to the Tzaddikim, those who follow him, who, even though despised by this world, are praised by God. The word Jew, or Yehudi, likewise derives from the name Judah, Yehuda. Interestingly, in this connection, the rite of circumcision is a token of Jewish identity. However, it literally means Brit Milah, or the covenant of the word, thus referencing Yeshua, the promise keeper, the one who came to fulfill God's promises of redemption for us. And therefore, it might be rightly inferred that a Jew is one who confesses, thanks, and blesses the Lord.